you go. Then I'm just, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Trump.
When you say the alt-right, define alt-right for me. You define it. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
No, define it for me. Come on, let's go. Define it for me.
You can define them as the same.
Okay, what about the alt-left that came charging at us? Excuse me? What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt? Let me ask you this. What about the fact they came charging? That they came charging with clubs in their hands, swinging clubs. Do they have any problem? I think they do.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil!
Donald
Trump.
Space.
Donald
Trump.
Says.
So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that was a horrible, horrible day. Wait a minute. I'm not finished. I'm not finished, fake news. That was a horrible day.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Face been hurt.
Donald
Trump.
Says.
I will tell you something. I watched those very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you have, you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now. You had a group. You had a group on the other side that came charging in without a permit, and they were very, very violent.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Face. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman?
Yeah, be it the Superman!
Super duper Superman!
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald
Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race, we love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder. When
Donald
Trump
says,
go ahead, you.
What you call the alt-left is the same as neo-Nazis?
Those people, all of those people, excuse me, I've condemned neo-Nazis. I've condemned many different groups, but not all of those people were neo-Nazis, believe me. Not all of those people were white supremacists by any stretch. Those people were also there because they wanted to protest the taking down of a statue, Robert E. Lee.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space.
Donald
Trump
says.
So, excuse me, And you take a look at some of the groups and you see, and you know it if you were honest reporters, which in many cases you're not, but many of those people were there to protest the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. So, this week it's Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson's coming down. I wonder, is it George Washington next week? And is it Thomas Jefferson the week after? You know, you really do have to ask yourself, where does it stop? Huh? But they were there to protest. Excuse me!
Be higher! Higher! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space not too long.
Donald Trump.
It's a great disgrace, so be higher! Higher! Right in.
Donald Trump.
Space!
After these messages, we'll be right back.
This is a public service announcement.
I happen to know the facts. Now, friends, I'm just an average American. But I'm an American American. And some of the things I see in this country of ours make my blood boil. I see Negroes holding jobs that belong to me and you. Now I ask you, if we allow this thing to go on, what's going to become of us real Americans?
I've heard this kind of talk before, but I never expected to hear it in America.
This fellow seems to know what he's talking about.
What are we real Americans going to do about it? You'll find it right here in this little pamphlet. The truth about Negroes and foreigners. The truth about the Catholic Church.
Do you believe in that kind of talk?
I don't know, makes pretty good sense to me.
And I tell you, friends, we'll never be able to call this country our own until it's a country without. Without what?
Yeah, without what?
Without Negroes. Without alien foreigners. Without Catholics. Without Freemasons. You know these Masons.
What's wrong with the Masons? I'm a Mason. Hey, that fella's talking about me.
And that makes a difference, doesn't it?
These are your enemies. These are the people who are trying to take over our country. Now you know them. You know what they stand for. And it's up to you and me to fight them. Fight them and destroy them before they destroy us.
Before he said Masons, you were ready to agree with him.
Well, yes, but he was talking about... What about those other people?
But in this country, we have no other people. We are American people.
What about you? You aren't American, right?
I was born in Hungary, but now I am an American citizen. And I have seen what this kind of talk can do. I saw it in Berlin. I was a professor at the university. I heard the same words we have heard today. But I was a fool then. I thought Nazis were crazy people, stupid fanatics. But unfortunately, it was not so. You see, they knew that they were not strong enough to conquer a unified country. So they split Germany into small groups. They used prejudice as a practical weapon to cripple the nation. Of course, that was not easy to do. They had to work hard to do it. You see, we human beings are not born with prejudices. Always they are made for us, made by someone who wants something. Remember that when you hear this kind of talk. Somebody is going to get something out of it, and it isn't going to be you.
We must judge each man as an individual, and not by the color of his skin, or his eyes, or by the length of his nose. And remember that there is no master race. That is a scientific truth. Anyone who tells you otherwise is lying.
You have the right not to be killed.
This is the street where that car plowed into a crowd of protesters, taking the life of Heather Heyer and also injuring 19 others. We know that she's 32 years old. She worked in a legal law firm here in Charlottesville. She was a paralegal. She worked in the bankruptcy department. In other words, she helped people begin a new financial future.
You have the right.
One week after the violent white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, a self-described free speech rally today in Boston, organized by conservative activists, was eclipsed by thousands of counter-protesters. In sharp contrast with Charlottesville, today's events in and near the historic Boston Common were largely peaceful. A few dozen people attended the event organized by the Boston Free Speech Coalition, but shortly after the rally was scheduled to start and vastly outnumbered, they left the site.
Looks like many anti-police agitators in Boston police are looking tough and smart.
Oh, know your rights. These are your rights. Ah!
The president is completely unhinged. The wheels are off the wagon and hurtling towards the moon right now.
Look, I would never say that Donald Trump could not go lower, because he's the king of low.
It's time, baby, to show how low can you go.
But to watch what went on this week in Charlottesville and then to come out with, hey, Nazis. They're just like us.
Everybody!
Go low, baby, go low. Go low, baby, go low. It's time, baby, to show how low can you go.
Anyway, Donnie John comes out and he says that he condemns violence on many sides, on many sides. And I'm feeling sick because, you know, I've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark and I wasn't confused by it.
Fraulein.
No, Nazis are always bad. I don't care what you say.
As a person of the Jewish faith, that my president hadn't met even the most basic moral test. I'm not asking him to agree with me on all of the issues. I'm not asking him to be someone I admire. I'm just asking that he understands the difference between right and wrong, the difference between Nazis.
You will not replace us!
And the people who protest against Nazis.
Hey, 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 hey.
So in that moment, I said what I think was on a lot of people's minds, which is he's not acting like a president.
The president, unfortunately, is racist, and he has surrounded himself with racists. Until he starts getting rid of them, I think a lot of us have to question where his motivations are in terms of how he's going to serve his country and the people in this country.
But what could be more un-American than celebrating Nazis and the Confederates?
But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
Very fine people on both sides. Let's look at some of the very fine people on the Trump side there. This is from the rally on Friday. Yeah. So here's the thing. If you're with a group of people and they're chanting things like Jews will not replace us and you don't immediately leave that group, you are not a very fine person.
But if you're a fine person and you happen to be at a rally filled with Nazis, at what point do you stop and think, hey, am I being unreasonable?
He was fuming that the day before he had to denounce racists. And, you know, as he launched into his defense of neo-Nazis who were chanting Jews will not replace us, standing beside him was his Jewish Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, and his Jewish Economic Council head, Gary Cohen.
Boys in polo shirts scream about taking our country back, and you want to scream, it's not our country, we stole it from the Native Americans. We stole it from the Native Americans, and when they have a peaceful protest, at staff, Standing Rock, we shoot at them with rubber bullets, but we let you chinless turds march through the streets with semi-automatic weapons.
When David Duke thanks you for your honesty and courage, something has gone awry.
The president has not yet been able to demonstrate the stability nor some of the competence that he needs to demonstrate in order to be successful. He also recently has not demonstrated that he understands the character of this nation.
Let's go back. I think we have ready where he lied, very clearly lied, about what he said on the day that Heather Heyer was killed in Charlottesville.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. That's me speaking on Saturday, right after the event. So I'm condemning the strongest possible terms, egregious display, hatred, bigotry, and violence. Okay, I think you can't do much better, right? Okay, but they didn't want to put this on. They had it on initially, but then when they talked, he didn't say it fast enough. He didn't do it on time. Why did it take a day? He must be a racist. It took a day.
And that is pure Donald Trump lying. Here are the words he left out. He said, "We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides, on many sides." He very specifically left those words out in quoting himself to that audience. And immediately after cutting those words out, he said to his audience, "This is me speaking."
On many sides, on many sides.
He has repeatedly said things designed to not unite people. And he called people who are protesters anarchists when we, in our Constitution, enshrine the right to dissent in the First Amendment. He basically said, if you don't believe in God, you're not part of this country. He said a whole series of statements that not only are the lie by omission that he's told, but also that divide people. And what he's really trying to do is stir up more trouble because Donald sees that as benefiting him.
Everybody!
Go low, baby, go low. Go low, baby, go low. It's time, baby, to show how low can you go.
And I'm not joking when I say I would feel more comfortable if Cersei Lannister was running this country at this point.
Seize him. Cut his throat. Stop. Wait. I've changed my mind. Let him go. Step back 3 paces. Turn around. Close your eyes. Power is power.
So it's more the fact that you're going inside, what's the sadness inside of him that makes him so attracted to hate? And that's often the case. I mean, you see this weekend, this is about a self-loathing and a hatred that's turned outward because of the crisis within the white supremacy movement's self. And it's pathetic and dangerous. And his father's imposition on him to run the business and the awful relationship they had with each other, including the number of African Americans they evicted in Brooklyn and Queens.
With everybody!
Go low, baby, go low. Go low, baby, go low. It's time, baby, to show how low can you go.
He did not lose his moral authority because he did not have moral authority, and you cannot lose what you do not have.
We've tried ignoring neo-Nazis in the past. We've seen how that turned out in the 20s and 30s, and the lesson of history is you need to take it with the utmost seriousness before it's too late.
And there was a lot of hoodwinks and dog whistles during this disgusting campaign in 2016 that have now been given way to foghorns. And loudspeakers.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again.
But what we saw this weekend and these racists rejoicing over this past week with the president's false moral equivalency is this, is he's fused the white nationalist movement as a credible force in American politics with neo-Nazis and Ku Klux Klan. And the Republican Party cannot exist. And you are on one side of the line or the other on this. You will either stand on the side of American values, or you will stand on the side that marches fellow travelers with this neo-Nazi movement. In fact, there are no good Nazis carrying torches. There are two hallmarks of any authoritarian regime. And the first is that the truth is subjective. That's what true is what the leader says is true. And so all of Trump's lies to some degree are different than normal political lies because they're lies of authority. They require people to subordinate what they can clearly see with their own eyes, just like Winston was forced to do in 1984.
That concludes the list of known agents of Goldstein actively engaged in the latest conspiracy.
Not much of this gets to the outer party, I'm afraid.
Of sabotage and seditious propaganda
to our leader.
That our eternal allies in Eurasia are turning against us. More nests of conspirators and saboteurs have been uncovered, and further arrests are expected shortly.
And the second hallmark of all of these totalitarian movements, and certainly all fascistic movements, is the presence of conspiracy, the dark forces conspiring together.
We've tried ignoring neo-Nazis in the past. We've seen how that turned out in the 20s and 30s, and the lesson of history is you need to take it with the utmost seriousness before it's too late.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
I am the most fabulous whiner. I do whine because I want to win.
It is the whiner. I mean, I know a lot about Charlottesville. Charlottesville is a great place that's been very badly hurt over the last couple of days. I own actually one of the largest wineries in the United States. It's in Charlottesville.
My wine is fantastic, especially the white.
I am a whiner.
These visions, as you call them.
What do you see?
I see a tower.
Tower is all that stands between light and darkness.
Not all of those people were neo-Nazis, believe me. Not all of those people were white supremacists.
He's like the devil, isn't he?
No, he's worse.
They will be met with fire and fury.
Billions of people die.
Death, everyone's going to die. Death, death, death.
I've been thinking about this, and I want to speak to those of you who voted for Donald Trump. And first of all, I want to say, I get it. I actually do. You were unhappy with the way things were going. You wanted someone to come in and shake things up. You didn't want business as usual. Nothing ever seems to get done. It's always the same. These candidates make a lot of promises that go nowhere. It happens over and over again, and you're sick of it. And so this guy shows up riding down a golden escalator. He's not part of the political establishment. In fact, he's the opposite of that. He's a billionaire. Maybe. He's written books. He's not politically correct. He's not even correct, usually, but he talks tough. He wants to drain the swamp. Sometimes he can be funny. He rips into his opponents in a way politicians never do, have never done before. And he thought, you know what? This guy's different, and that's what I want, different. Let's roll the dice. Let's get him in there, have him run the country like a business, cut the dead weight, toughen everyone up. Let's shake this Etch-a-Sketch hard and start over. So you vote for him. You pick him over Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz and John Kasich and a dozen other Republicans whose names we forgot. And ultimately, he beats them. He strolls in. He beats all of these guys who've been in politics forever. And then he beats the ultimate political insider, Hillary Clinton, a woman who's been running for office, a woman who ran for president of her mother's uterus in the womb forever. He beats her. Everyone said he couldn't. Everyone said he wouldn't, but he did, and it's exciting because this was your guy. You picked a horse at like 35-1, and somehow it paid off. So now he's the president, and it starts off okay. He meets with President Obama, and they seem to have a nice conversation. Then he moves into the White House. Right off the bat, he's angry at the media for reporting that the crowd at his inauguration was smaller than he thought it was, which was weird, but not important, really. And he claimed it stopped raining when he was speaking at his inaugural address, which everyone could see it was raining, but okay, it was his first week. You give him a break. So he gets in there, hires his daughter, he hires his son-in-law, demands an investigation of voter fraud, even though he won the election. He calls the Prime Minister of Australia and hangs up on him. He won't shake Angela Merkel's hand. He doesn't know Frederick Douglass isn't alive. He claims he can't release his tax returns because they're under audit, then says he's not going to release them at all. He signs a ban on Muslims that he claims isn't a ban on Muslims. He compliments the president of the Philippines for murdering drug addicts. Hours after a terror attack in London, he starts a fight with their mayor. after criticizing Obama for playing golf, he plays golf every weekend. He accidentally shares classified intelligence with the Russians. He tweets a typo at midnight, then wakes up and claims it was a secret message. He praises Jim Comey in October, calls him a coward in June. He fires him. He lashes out at his own attorney general for recusing himself from an investigation. He hires the mooch. He fires the mooch. He bans the transgendered in the military without telling anyone in the military he's doing it. He plays chicken with Kim Jong-un. And that's just some of the list.
His national security advisor, Michael Flynn, out. His press secretary, Sean Spicer, out. His chief of staff, Reince Priebus, out. And now his top strategist, Steve Bannon, out too.
In addition to losing his national security advisor and his chief of staff and his press secretary and his chief strategist, the president also saw the departure of not one but two communications directors and his deputy White House chief of staff and his deputy national security advisor and the deputy chief of staff at the National Security Council and his assistant press secretary. The president has also replaced the top lawyer on his private legal defense team. He's also seen the spokesman for that legal team resign. This is in addition to all of the staffers and cabinet nominees who withdrew in the face of various controversies before ever even formally joining the administration. And all of these people have fled before Labor Day. I mean, what started as a shoestring campaign run by family members and people who worked at his business seems to be reverting back to just that now.
Everybody!
Go low, baby, go low. Go low, baby, go low. It's time, baby, to show how low can you go.
Thanks for the
songs and skits
from
Peter Serafinovich,
the Clash,
Chubby Checker,
the Us War
Department,
and
Golden Earring,
and thanks to
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Halle
Jackson,
Jimmy
Kimmel,
Bill
Maher,
Tina
Fey,
Brian Schatz,
Michael
Che, Rubin Gallego, Bob Corker, Lawrence Cersei Lannister, Anthony Atamanuk, Peggy Noonan, Steve Schmidt, Winston Chuck Todd,
and Rachel
Maddow.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.